Hi, I'm Jane Ruster, and my point of view today is, what is wrong with securing the safety of our country? Will it take another 9/11 for the liberals to wake up? President Trump, on January 27, 2017, signed a 90-day temporary executive order titled Protection of the Nation from Foreign Terrorist Entry into the United States, which he called extreme vetting, to keep out radical Islamic terrorists. Only seven countries, Iraq, Syria, Iran, Sudan, Libya, Somalia, and Yemen, which do not keep adequate records such as backgrounds of refugees, are affected by this order. Listening to the congressional Democrats, Hollywood elites, and mainstream media, one would believe all world countries are affected, removing Muslim religious liberties. All lies from these groups. The refugees from these countries are merely temporarily suspended from entering the United States. What's the problem with that? No problem in my opinion. President Trump asserted, we want to ensure that we are not admitting into our country the very threats our soldiers are fighting overseas. We only want to admit those into our country who will support our country and love deeply our people. Again, I say there's nothing wrong with that. This order focused on danger, not religion, based on those places which send in terrorists into our country. Perfectly legal and perfectly sensible. President Trump is doing what he said he would do, stating, we have to focus on our values and protect us. I am happy that a politician is doing what he said he would. Immediately, petulant outbursts of the congressional Democrats, the Hollywood elites, the mainstream media declared this an unprecedented policy, that it was a Muslim ban. Fact, of the 40-plus Muslim countries, India has the largest Muslim population and is not one of the seven countries. Where were these hypocrites when former President Obama performed the identical order during his administration of these seven countries? New York Senator Chuck Schumer, in front of cameras, sniffing, teary-eyed, and dramatically pausing to talk, asserted, this is so wrong and was mean-spirited. I will claw and fight to get this overturned. He fake-sniffed again. Not to be unprofessional, but observing Schumer's theatrical behavior when he knowingly lied to the public, I just gagged with disgust. Because the congressional Democrats are delaying President Trump's cabinet with childish divisiveness and even boycotting meetings to provoke confusion, a temporary Obama-appointed Attorney General Sally Yates ruled President Trump's order illegal because she just didn't like the order. She could not uphold the rule of law and defied the president. However, unless it is against the Constitution, which this order is not, the Justice Department rules with the president in power. She was then fired from her position. I must commend President Trump's assertiveness. Yahoo! Coming into our country is a privilege, not a right. This temporary immigration ban was to protect our homeland from nefarious actors. I'm Jane Ruster, and that's my point of view.